Historic victory for family values, Irish voters reject attempts to redefine family in national referendum. By Kurt Zindelka on March 9, 2024. The Irish public has given a historic victory for family values as the neoliberal government in Dublin has acknowledged that voters have rejected attempts to redefine marriage and the role of women in the constitution. With early tallies pointing to a resounding defeat for two referenda seeking to change the definition of marriage and remove references to the pivotal role mothers play in domestic life within the constitution, the government's transport minister Eamon Ryan conceded on Saturday morning that the voice of the people must be respected. "It's clear we lost," said Mr. Ryan for the Irish Examiner, adding, "but you have to respect the voice of the people. We have to wait until the final count is done, but if it is a no-no vote, we have to respect that. I don't think you can respect the people's vote by saying what went wrong, the people didn't vote the right way." Other backers of the dual referenda, however, have attempted to blame supposed misinformation and a general ignorance among the public for failing to go along with their elitist conceptions of gender and family. Ironically, videos produced by the government in favor of the referenda were flagged by ex-Community Notes for allegedly spreading misinformation. The first referenda sought to change the legal definition of family from one based on marriage to one that would include dubiously dubbed durable relationships, which some have warned could see polygamy become legally recognized in Ireland. Meanwhile, the second question posed to voters was whether to remove supposedly sexist references to women and their role in organizing domestic life to a gender-neutral concept of care. Opponents argued that this would remove protections for mothers to not be forced into work outside of the home rather than being able to focus on rearing the next generation. The defeat for both measures represents a significant embarrassment for Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar and his supposedly centre-right Fine Gael government, as well as for the so-called opposition leftist parties, including the IRA-linked leftist separatist Sinn Féin party, as well as Labour and the Social Democrats. To change the constitution of Ireland, the government needs the assent of the public, and therefore was required to put the measures up for votes in the referenda. While early indications showed a clear victory against the measure, the full tallies will not be made public until later on Saturday evening. Commenting on the apparent defeat of the government in the votes, the campaign group Family Solidarity described the votes as an historic victory for family values. On International Women's Day, the proposed referendum to redefine the family in the Irish Constitution has been resoundingly defeated. "Our country has shown its commitment to the traditional understanding of the family as based on marriage. This vote stands as a critical moment in Irish history, marking the end of an era dominated by liberal conformity. This decision by the Irish electorate sends a powerful message about the importance of preserving foundational values in the face of sweeping societal changes." The campaign group went on to note that the defeat of the measures came despite the No campaign being vastly outspent by the government and liberal elites, and therefore had to rely on the conviction and dedication of ordinary citizens who fought back against the pressures of liberal agendas, showcasing the deep-rooted commitment to the sanctity of marriage and family life of Irish people. "This victory is not just the rejection of a specific referendum proposal. It is a declaration by the people of Ireland that the core unit of society, the family based on marriage, must remain protected and cherished. It underscores a collective desire to maintain the integrity of societal values that have long been the bedrock of our nation," Family Solidarity concluded. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka, or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.